I was pleased with that. It was, again, the bit I was disappointed with was the end of the first half. We'd gone about 31 points to nil up, I think, after 26 minutes, and then went off the ball a little bit at the end of the first half. So we had a little chat in the dressing room and said that we had to step it back up, and I was very pleased that the players did respond and we scored a lot of points, 60-odd points in the... just under 60 points in the second half.
Yeah, 9 tries in the second half.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And it was a little record to go for. We'd broken the record last week. In Guernica, scored 13 tries, which was a Worcester record. And so there was a little incentive to try and get 14 today, so we just got it right at the end there. So not nice to break records. Harsh for Rovigo, I suppose, but the players were enjoying themselves today. And what pleased me most was the fact that out of all the passes and the handling we made, we probably half a dozen went down, maybe. Not more than that, considering all the passes that were made there. There weren't too many handling errors, so that was pleasing.
Were Rovigo a better side than Guernica last week?
I thought they were. By half-time, I thought they were more competitive, yes. And I thought we might struggle. I thought we certainly would struggle to get 80 points. I didn't think we'd match the same scores last week, but to the players' credit, players coming off the bench added their extra bit of pace as well. And we scored some good stuff, some lovely offloading, some lovely handling, and we were pretty clinical.
David Lemmy, at the start today, came off at the end. Is he OK?
I think so. I mean, he did more running in that one game than he would have done for a long time. So the amount of sprints he had to make up his wing. So I think his hamstring just tightened up a bit of cramp in his hamstring. But he should be fine, we hope. But we took him off because I think he was pretty tired.
Sends a bit of a message to Perpignan, I suppose. You know, they hammered these last week and you put more points on the board than they did.
Yeah, no, that is exactly right. We wanted to make sure that if it is close in the head-to-head against ourselves and Perpignan, that we will lead in terms of points difference. It's actually crucial. And we said this group might come down, you know, providing we can win here on Thursday, that Thursday we play them. If Perpignan did beat us in Perpignan, then it could come down to points difference. So it did matter. We want to go through to a quarter-final, and we'd like to get a home tie here in the quarter-final. And I think you saw the players were really working hard to do that.
At the players who came on today, some of them coming back from injury, Andy Short, etc., they've set you a bit of a selection problem for Friday?
Yeah, and that's what it should be about. I thought players like Kerry Jones also played very well. But it's good. We've only got 5 players on the injury list now, and that was a lot different to, I think, 15 at one stage. So it's a good problem to have. Andy Short played last week, just sort of eased his way back in after 2 shoulder operations and a broken wrist. Played much better today, looked much more confident with his physical ability. And we've still got players to come back. Of course, Jake Abbott has still got to come back into it. And he's fit and ready to go as well. But good to see Blair Cowan after a broken hand also performing well. So my back row selection is going to be interesting. I mean, today we didn't have the likes of Chris Jones here, Neil Best, obviously, in contention. Other players that are away on a break at the moment, Chris Pennell and Alex Grove. So, the selection for the next Friday night is going to be interesting. But the key thing is that they all seem pretty fit and healthy.